9:30, 97.5, The Fanatic, Rob Motti with you. And that inning ended without any more runs after Bryce hit three straight hits to start the inning. McCutchen, who's 4-for-4 on the night, leads off with a hit. Alec Bohm goes opposite field yet again with another hit. Then Bryce Harper with a 2-2 pitch up the middle, base hit for an RBI, cuts it to 4-3, and it looked like the Phillies were in business. Two on, nobody out, JT Realmuto up. And then JT on a 2-2 pitch after he swung at two pretty bad pitches. Well, they weren't bad. They were good pitches. They were just out of the zone. He grounds into a double play. Runner advances to third. Gene Segura strikes out to end the inning, end the threat, going down to one knee, swinging and missing at a low and away slider. So the Phillies are down 4-3, bottom of the seventh. Wheeler's still in the game. He's at 104 pitches. He gave up another hit to the nine-hitter, Mike Zunino. He's got one out in the seventh, and the Phillies are clinging desperately for their playoff lives, trying not to get eliminated, and it looks like Wheeler's going to get out of the inning. Nope. Fielder's choice. Couldn't turn to two. It's too slowly hit. So he's got two outs as he's trying to get out of the inning, and the Phillies trying desperately to come back. They got 11 or 12 hits, is it? They have a ton of hits, but they only have 11 hits, but only three runs. They keep leaving runners on base, and they are in a desperate, desperate situation tonight. Must win game or else they can be eliminated. If they would win their final two games, which requires a comeback now, and the Padres would do them a big-time favor and beat the Giants, Gabe Kapler's boys, one out of the next two, Phillies are in. I don't think it's enough to save Matt Klintak and Andy McPhail's jobs. Do you even care? 610-632-0975. We've talked a lot of Eagles, Carson Wentz, throughout the first 3.5 hours of the show. We'll give you one more final update on the Twitter poll question of the night. What do you blame most for Carson's struggles? It's generated a ton of responses. And right now, how about that? 1,111 votes. 11-11. We'll update it for you before I get out of here. But it's Eagles-Bengals tomorrow at the Link. Look forward to getting out to one more game before they hit the road. They go to San Fran, and that one I get to watch on TV. But tomorrow, before the game, you could join Devon Givens, Brian Westbrook, B. West, and D. Gunn, Derek Gunn, for the Fanatic pregame show. It's live from Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Devon will kick things off at 9, then B. West and D. Gunn will join Devon from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. to get you ready for the Birds and the Bengals. The Fanatic pregame show is presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dylan, you and I have done this 2 weeks in a row, and both of us have been off 2 weeks in a row, and I'm going to make it third time's a charm. I had Eagles 26-22 over Washington. Wrong. I had Eagles 27-23 over the Rams. Wrong. I'm going to put my faith one more time in Carson and this offense. And this time, I'm going to even go higher. I'm going to go 30 points for the Eagles. I'm going to go they win and they cover. And I'm going to go 20 for the Bengals. Eagles 30, Cincinnati 20. Eagles get the W, and Eagles get the cover. I think we'll see them come out, try and run the ball, establish the run against a team that can't stop the run, try and dominate up front, And then let that open things up for the offense. Let that open things up for Carson Wentz. Let's open up the play action. Let's open up some of the counters and the misdirection and the bootlegs and the nakeds and everything else. Open that up. Get Carson on the move. Move him out of the pocket. See what you can create. Eagles 30, Bengals 20. I may be putting, and I said this week one, I'm going to say it again. It's not going to be as close as 30-20. Joe Burrow will throw a late touchdown to make it a 10-point game. It'll be well in hand for the Eagles. That's what I got. 30-20. Nice game. Error-free, mistake-free from Carson. And then tomorrow night, you know what's going to happen after the game? Everybody who's on the anti-Wentz side of it is going to say, well, it was against the Bengals, wasn't a good team, so he's still overrated and he still stinks. Geniuses. What do you got, Dylan?
I am so very tempted to try a reverse jinx and to pick the Bengals, but I do think they win just because I think we've seen occasionally when Doug's really in a hole, he will occasionally stick to the run. I think he comes out, and that is the game plan. They give it to Miles a lot. They get a bit of a lead. I think Wentz has a good, maybe not an amazing game where he has amazing stats. It's because I don't think they're going to push the ball downfield as much. I think they're going to try running it. So I think it'll be kind of like the game he had against the Packers where it's really, he looks impressive but doesn't put up the big numbers. I think Burrow is going to have a good game against his defense. I haven't seen enough to think, oh yeah, they can stop Burrow. Stop a rookie. I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to be a game they win. I don't necessarily think we're going to come away thinking, oh yeah, they've bounced back. This is a really good team. So I think maybe 30-24, where they just manage, they don't cover, but they do win.
30-24 is six, right? It's a 5.5, or did it move?
I thought it was six. Has it moved down from 6.5?
Is it moved to 6.5? It started at 5.5, so it may have moved up.
I saw a 6.5.
Okay, it could be up. It could be up. So then you get the, yeah, depending on where you got in. If you got in early on the line, then you get the win. You're right there, though. You're close on it. So, all right, you got 30-24. I got Eagles 30-20. Dylan and I are due to get one right. We are due to get one right. Let me get Scott in Barrington. Brother Scott, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, my man?
Brother Rob, what's good with you?
I'm good, my brother. How are you?
Good. I just want to thank you and Brother Dylan for keeping me company on the way home from the supermarket. Another long day, but it's done and over with, so another day down. But
my man.
Things with the Eagles, if I may, Brother Rob.
Yes, sir.
I guess the only problem, I heard you earlier when I was on break at work. Yeah, a lot of it wasn't his fault. I guess the only thing that frustrates with me with Carson, well, no, he's not a dumb guy at all. He's been in the league, 4 or 5 years? Just throw the ball out of bounds. The one play, he took us out of field goal range. And again, I agree with you, but that's the only problem that I have with him. Just throw the ball out of bounds. That's just pretty much common sense. I just don't know why. He did it a little better last week, but just throw it out of bounds. That's the only problem I have with him. And yeah, you know, Coach Peterson around the board, put him in a better predicament. I know you said the weapons that he has, but I look at last year what he was working with. He had guys from the practice squad. So I'm kind of 50-50 with that. Again, he can do a little better job. Again, he had practice squad guys, but pretty much all I have is, down Carson. Again, he's a smart guy. You're not a rookie. Still out of bounds. Let's see another play. Brother Robin, guess last but not least, to wrap it up, Brother Dylan, so I was actually saying 24-10 tomorrow. I think it's going to be just pound the ball. Pound the ball. The defense sucks, so the ball, man.
They can't stop that run, Scott. Cincinnati can't. They haven't proven it. You know they're going to try and stack the box and make Carson beat you. Well, if they do, Carson's got to beat you, and I think he will. And I think he can, and I see this, like, this team coming out tomorrow with a chip on their shoulder, especially on defense, because their defense got manhandled last week.
Absolutely. So we can We can lose, win tomorrow, and the Cowboys lose. They got the Seahawks. So it should be a good day tomorrow all around.
There you go.
God bless to you and your beautiful family, man.
Thank you, Brother Scott. Appreciate that. Cowboys, Seattle tomorrow. There's some good games in the NFL this week. Really, really good games that I'm looking forward to seeing. Rams and Buffalo at 1. That's going to be interesting for sure as the Phillies go down in order in the 8th inning. 1-2-3. They got to hold them here in the bottom of the 8th and then hope to rally in the 9th. Otherwise, their season could be over tonight. You got Dallas and Seattle, the 4:25 game on Fox. Green Bay, New Orleans, the Sunday night game. Now you got New Orleans coming at home, coming off a Monday night loss against the Raiders. It's a tough spot. They're a 3-point favorite. They're at home. Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay look great. Short week for the Saints, but I like the Saints in a bounce back. Seattle's a 5-point favorite at home against Dallas. That Seattle-New England game on Sunday Night Football was very entertaining. Very entertaining. Back and forth. Till the end where, you know, Cam Newton was 397 yards, 2 touchdowns on the ground. He looks absolutely rejuvenated in New England. But I don't know what Josh McDaniel's thinking over there. Everybody knew that final play of the game, Newton was going to keep it. Defense had 11 guys keying on him. I don't know why he's at the, from, I think it was the 1.5 maybe, or long 1 or short 2. And it was a quarterback keeper, and he couldn't get in the end zone because everybody knew he was going to keep the ball. Should have tried to run some kind of, whether it's a rollout, a play action, I don't know what, but if I'm sitting on my couch watching that football game going, there's no chance that Cam Newton does anything but run the ball, you would think that the offense, unless they felt like they know he's going to run, we're going to trust our 10 to block their 11 and create open space for him.
The problem is Cam Newton is basically the only offensive weapon. The Patriots don't really have much else to work with. That's why Cam Newton's working overtime.
He's doing everything. Edelman last week had a game, though, didn't he? Yeah, man, that guy, he's a tough, and I said it during the game, he's a tough, tough dude. Sony Michel had 7, couldn't get anything going. 7 carries, 19 yards. Burke had 6 carries, 2 yards. But like you said, Newton had 47 on the ground on 11 carries. Threw the ball for 397 yards. He's doing everything. Wow, Edelman, 8 for 179. Harry, 8 for 72. It was a fun game. But now you have Seattle against Dallas tomorrow, and Russell Wilson, to me, is eventually going to win an MVP award. You had Seattle winning, going to the Super Bowl, and I went with the Buccaneers because of the Tom Brady bias, but you know, to me, Seattle is a really good football team. Zach Wheeler's out there at 114 pitches, empty in a tank. This is like the epitome of, I have zero trust in my bullpen. I'm going to send Zach Wheeler out there for one more inning at 114 pitches. That's how desperate the Phillies are right now.
Okay, so say he has a clean inning this time. Phillies come and they score 2 runs, take the lead. Who are you sending out there?
You can't. Yeah, you can't put him back out.
You can't send Wheeler back out there. He's going to be at 120 pitches at least.
Suppose he goes 10 pitches, he's still at 124. It's Naris. Now, I think it's absolutely Naris. It's got to be. I don't see any other. Do they even have somebody up in a pen right now? He's got to get out. And here you go. Here you got Tampa making him work. 3-2 count to the first batter, and he walks him. Now he's at 118 pitches. Is Joe going to pull him? Wheeler don't want to come out. Brogdon, how about that? Struck out 3 guys yesterday. Here he comes. Connor Brogdon. Suddenly, in about as high leverage as a situation as it gets, he's going to Connor Brogdon instead of Phelps. This is the Here you go, Matt Klintak. Here you go. Thank you for the trades for Brandon Workman, Heath Hembry, David Hale, and David Phelps. Biggest relief situation right now of the season, and he's going to the rookie, Connor Brogdon. The Phillies turning it over to a bullpen with a 7.17 ERA. A 7.17 ERA to try and keep it at a one-run game before they get into the top of the ninth and try and take that lead, or at least tie the game. We'll do one final look at, is the poll final yet? Yep, there we go. Dylan, final results, 1,167 votes. What is most to blame for Carson Wentz's struggles? Poor play design, 34.3% is the number one answer. Lack of talent around him, 25.5%. He's overrated, gets 31.5%. 31.5%. I'm shocked that it's that high. I figure there's 15%, 10% knuckleheads, but 31.5%. But poor play design and lack of talent around him combined for 60% of the vote. I thought that should combine for maybe 85% of the vote. That's your answer. Eagles are taking on the Bengals tomorrow. I got them at 30-20. Dylan goes Eagles 30-24. At this time tomorrow, we could be looking at the end of the Eagles season if they lose and fall to 0-3. I know there's been a team recently in the past couple of years who's come back down 0-3. And in this division, yeah, you can't even say that. In this division, you can't even say 0-3 season over. But they should win this game. They should win this game against Cincinnati. They should get right against Cincinnati. What am I watching, by the way, with all these people up here? Like, there's no fans in the stands, right? Is that all virtual? It's weird.
Yeah, I think Fox has been doing virtual fans.
But they look real. Like, so they're virtual fans. They're home watching wherever on a Zoom or on a laptop or whatever it may be. And you're being, okay. Connor Brogdon in the game now as the Phillies try and get to the ninth inning down only one run.
I don't know if it's people watching on Zoom. I think they might have like a GIF basically imposed onto the stands.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like something you can actually see.
It's not like the NBA that has.
Have screens. They have like little. It's basically CGI. They're CGIing.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Because I don't know if you can actually see them in person. I think it's an effect they're laying over the top of the broadcast.
Okay.
From what I understand, I know that's how the Dodgers were doing it earlier in the year when I watched Dodgers broadcast back in July.
Well, it would be great to watch a couple more Dodgers broadcasts because that would mean you would want to watch them against the Phillies, right, this week if the Phillies were somehow, at this point, it's going to take a monumental effort to come back, win this game, and then get in if they win tomorrow and the Giants lose. Connor Brogdon gets a strikeout. That's four guys in a row. Oh, what if he would have stayed in the game last night after striking out three guys? What if? What if? But the Phillies are getting close to, and apparently, I don't think a lot of people out there care because you know if they got in, they get in as the 8th seed. They're going to face L.A. You're going to have Zach Eflin in game one, who's pitched like an ace lately. But then unless you bring Wheeler, and here's Wheeler going 118 tonight. Wow, could you even bring him back on 3 days rest? I don't know how you bring him back on 3 days rest. And I'm not sure. I would anticipate it's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's possible it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, which means then it would be 4 days rest. But if it's not, you're looking at Zach Eflin and Vince Velasquez. But still, the Phillies need, at this point, a whole lot of hope to get in. And they got to come back. They're two outs from keeping it a one-run deficit and then get in. Score a run or two. It's a long way away. for this Phillies team, who could be eliminated as early as tonight. Eagles, Bengals tomorrow, 1 o'clock at the Link. I got the Eagles winning this game, coming in with some fight, coming in with some swag. This is a team that's handled adversity very well. I ran it down earlier in the show. Super Bowl year, they went 3-0, ran a table, games they had to win. Following year, 6-7, ran a table, went 3-0, won a playoff game, 4-1. Last year, they had to win 4 in a row to get in. They won 4 in a row to get in. Then they lost a playoff game. So in the last 3 years under Doug Peterson, this team is 11-2. I see them winning this game tomorrow. Thank you to everybody who checked in and called. Dylan McKinnon, fantastic job, as always, producing the show. I'll be back at 5 a.m. for Faith on a Field show, and then again next week. Until then, I'm Rob Motti, reminding you, make a difference. Be a blessing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.